Blog Talk Radio.
Sir, thank y'all, brothers and sisters, tuning in right here one more time to Culture Freedom Radio Network. We most definitely in this house. We most definitely up in this house. Coming in here right tonight, oh man, yesterday on a Friday night. Yes, this is October the 20th, 2023. Coming in here with a great topic of conversation for you tonight. Yes, sir, one more time. Check it out. Tonight's topic of conversation is there a need for us to believe in God? Is there a need for us to believe in God? Or, as some may say, a God? Yes, sir. That's what we're going to talk about tonight right here on Culture Freedom Radio. Let me get this music stopped, y'all. Let's give y'all a round of applause. Tuning in right here to Culture Freedom Radio Network. No matter what topic of conversations we have, we greatly do appreciate you for stopping in with us and sharing in with us, as well as always. Yes, sir, brothers and sisters. But excuse me, y'all got to excuse me a little bit. And I've been still dealing with a little bit of this, I don't know, this cold or something. I had a cold last week, but I'm still kind of dealing with a little remnant of it right here. So y'all just pardon me if I kind of whatever they call that thing, like I'm about to cough, or really just not cough, it's trying to get this mucus out of my chest, whatever. But today, brothers and sisters, we right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network, we just want to talk about something and discuss something with you again. Tonight, is there still a need for us to believe in God or a God? And I want to throw this right here and read in the description. I want to get my brother Dave in the house. And get my brother David Israel, Moray David Israel, in the house again, because this show is here. We'll be hosted by your brothers, that is Moray David Israel, and your brother Moray Aria Israel, also known to you as Brother Sunray 9 again. But tonight, right here, let me just throw in a little description for the show tonight. There seem to be a growing number of people who do not believe in the concept of a supreme being or God. Is it true that man and woman... Let me go back. Is it true that the God that man and woman is looking for is his or herself? Y'all get that one? Is that, is you looking for something outside of you that is you? Did God create humans, or did humans create God? Have y'all heard that before? I've heard that several times. Did God create humans, or did humans create God? Mm-hmm. And if we can physically see God, does that mean that God does not exist? Now, I'm using this term God, y'all, and I usually wouldn't use it. I usually would be using some out of the Hebrew,
when everything is going wrong, oh, no. Nobody knows the way you feel about it, 'cause only you know. You can't leave it alone. Ah, oh, here we go again.
Okay, let's try this again, Brother Zay. Brother Dave, your mic over. Can you hear me, brother? Shalom, David.
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
My phone kept cutting off.
Okay, yeah, and that was on the mic, brother. I see Brother LJ sent me a message. Peace to you, Brother LJ. He said that he couldn't hear me. Hell, I'm just talking away. And I just tested it before we came on the show, and he right, because I had monitored myself and he couldn't hear. Oh, he said now he can hear, but okay. And I had to jump on the phone. That's why I had to call in on bags up. I keep bags up. So something wrong with the computer system. Yeah, because when I called in earlier, it gave me a message. It said something crazy when I called in too. So I don't know, maybe something going on with Blog Talk. But it was working fine. All right, so family, y'all apologize for that. So I apologize for the intro. I don't know what y'all heard and what y'all didn't hear. So I guess I had to start all over. Well, start somewhat all over. I'm not going to start all over again. But yeah, like I said, we want to just tell y'all, thank y'all for tuning in again. But tonight we have a conversation right here tonight. We're talking about, is there still a need for us to believe in God, right? And I was reading some things in the description. And I said that, I don't know if this day keep dropping off. Something going on, man. I think they keep dropping. Because I had problems, too, when I tried to call in on the backup line. I hope this thing goes right tonight. But there seems to be a growing number of people who do not believe in the concept of God or a supreme being. And I said, is it true that God... let me see here, y'all. I'm going to try to read my own writing. Well, it's typed in the computer. Is it true that God, the God that man and woman is looking for is in his and herself? Did God create humans or did humans create God? And if we can't physically see God, does that mean that God does not exist? That's what we got right here tonight, sisters and brothers. I'm trying to see... make sure Dave, I don't know, he keep getting knocked out of here, so I'm trying to see what's going on. Let me see, there's another. Peace.
Shalom, okay, there's you.
I can hear you now, man.
Yeah, my other phone keep cutting off. I don't know what's wrong with it. I got a flip phone, so I got a flip phone, and then I got another phone. I got like three cell phones, so. But when I call in, is my flip phone, and that's been acting up on me all day. So,
That flip phone, telling you, it's getting old, it's getting outdated. Hell, so hey, you got to get rid of that flip phone, bro. You know, you got smart technology now. I hear the robots here today. You got to get you one of these smart robotic AI telephone.
You still got the
Bill Clinton phone.
I got that old school no limit phone.
you got the Bill Clinton, the phone that Bill Clinton was giving out when he was president. Yes, sir. But well, we're going to go ahead and jump in this one here. Peace to you, brother. Shabbat shalom to the family tonight. But yeah, we just want to just touch on this here tonight. And reading being kind of a little bit, let me let my brother jump in, though. But we was kind of, my brother. Moray, we was having a discussion earlier this week, and we was talking about some things and, you know, the concept of, you know, most high things. And also we was having a conversation about, because even when we see in a lot of things, when we talk about, not just in the so-called black community, but even in the Jewish community, the so-called European Jews, they have been, I listened to some of the rabbis, and they're talking about how, that there's a lot of so-called younger people who's growing up, who's so-called Jews, don't want to have anything to do with even Judaism. It's just not the church, but they don't want to have anything to do with Judaism or even basically somewhat being Jew. Now, they might talk about being a Jew by heritage, but like they're saying, a lot of them now are getting into, how you pronounce this word, y'all, secular. I think that's how y'all say secular things. Like they're in the Hollywood, they just all into this other stuff. And they are not into Torah or Judaism. So there's a lot of stuff that's going on with that. And also, and I need to do one on the tabernacle and show as well, if a lot of the Jews, they're not, or the youth, they're not keeping the tradition of Judaism or, and Christianity is also targeting a lot of the Jews. So that's a lot that's going on with that. So we was having that discussion about how, like, you know, even in Judaism, a lot of your youth don't want to have anything to do with it. Like, we see a lot of young brothers and sisters here growing up in America. Mother and father might have been Muslim, might have been Christian, might have been, you know, I don't know what faith, Israelite. And a lot of the youth now, or not just the youth, we're going to kind of say the youth, but a lot of the people who's coming up under the elders are moving away from anything we say a spiritual system or a faith walk. So we're seeing a lot of that going on. I even seen Sarnetta supposed to be having Brother Dave, one of your partners on there, a Muslim, an Arab, supposed to be coming on. I don't debate something. But he's supposed to be having an Arab, but they happen to be having an Arab on their show, and he was talking about how he grew up Muslim, and I think he said that he went to be a Christian or something. Now he's an atheist. So we see a lot of this atheist movement that's sparking up as well. But yeah, so we just want to just touch on some of these things tonight and just talk about it. Is there still a need, y'all, for us to believe in God, or as some might say, a God, you know? But let's touch on this here. Come on, Brother Dave, and just give, I know you want to open us up with, you know, with some scriptures of what we can touch on this conversation.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir, we got you.
Okay. I like to say Shabbat Shalom. I found a couple of articles. But yes, I would like to establish Shabbat Shalom, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Malachai Ha'alom Hamotzi Lekam Min Ha'aretz. I would like to give all praise, all honor to Yah Elohim, Yahweh. Give a shout out to Liberation Tabernacle Yah. Give a shout out to my good dear brother Moray Ariya Israel, who holds down the YouTube page. The brother is supposed to be put this out there. Brother's supposed to be having a lecture on the YouTube page. Go check him out. He's supposed to be having a good one. Hey, like I said, we ain't heard from the Moray Ariya since Frankie Beverly, so he's gonna be doing something up there. So stay tuned for that. And what I'm gonna do? I quoted Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel, Lord our God is one. Now, before I start, I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna put this out there. I'm going to put this out there. Liberation Tabernacle, yeah. We do not believe in no Jesus Christ. We don't believe in no Yahweh Shah. We don't believe in none of that shit. We don't believe no idols, no nothing. We only believe in the Most High Creator, High Power, Yah, the Elohim. That's all. So Deuteronomy 6:4 is something that I always push. You always hear me saying it in Hebrew, the Shema, Hear, O Israel, Lord our God is one. But a lot of people, like Moray was saying, don't believe in, they don't even have a high power to even push to believe in. So that's something that, you know, I was talking to the Moray a couple of days ago, and, you know, Moray, please forgive me if I go in and out, my damn tooth hurt. I'm having a toothache, but y'all's going to push me through tonight.
Yeah.
And he's going to push me through tomorrow night.
Don't worry, bro. I got this kind of cold, so we both in the situation, so we good.
So, Ben was having a conversation the other week, and one of the reasons why he pushed for this election tonight, because we were talking about, you know, back in the day how the churches and the mosques and the synagogues and, you know, how it used to be youth going out there. And, you know, Maury Ariai, his family is from the South. My family is from the South. I was born and raised in the South. I'm going to tell you something. Back when I go to the family reunion, that next following Sunday, you had to go to the family church. There's no more of that bullshit going on. You know, so I was telling Maury Ariai about a sister by the name of attorney Ayanna Watts. And this black lady, like I said, was a black atheist. I used to listen to a lot of her videos. And she, you know, you would hear, you know, she was around by about 2009, 2010. She was a black atheist, had a black atheist organization. And I was telling Maury Ariai, I said, you know, it's crazy because she no longer posts anything else. Now, I was telling them about Brother Unk, which y'all heard about from the Armin Ross squad, who should be a pan-Africanist atheist. Yeah, he pushes Egyptian gods. Now, Egypt believed in over 365 gods. So how the hell are you an atheist if you don't believe in a God, but you push after spirituality? You know, that's something wrong there. You are arm crossed around your neck. You know, you talk about Dr. Chancellor Williams. And I'm not taking no shots at Unk. I'm not taking no shots at none of those people on Sarnetta TV. Put that out there right now. Culture Freedom Radio, Liberation Tabernacle, we don't get into that bullshit. We here to give truth. But this rise of atheism, which I study atheism, is black people saying they deny God. Now, I understand when you look at the word God, you know, God backwards is dog. So I kind of, you know, understand that nine, you know, that concept. But just to walk around here, you black power, but you don't believe in no high power. I hear, you know, I've heard ladies like Zaza Ali, ladies like Dr. Maad, Queen of Fool, talk about Harriet Tubman, you know, quote Harriet Tubman. Well, you believe in Harriet Tubman, but Harriet Tubman was called Grandma Moses. She believed in a higher power. So a lot of this stuff is voodoo that a lot of these ladies are getting into. A lot of these pan-Africanists are getting into. You know, when we're looking at the voodoo, hell, people that do voodoo and witchcraft, they still use the Bible to cast spells. This is an ass backwards thing to have. So there's a thing on BT.com, an article I found, you know, about.
Mm-mm. Day, you kind of went out, Day. Uh-oh. Bro, Day, you went out. Shit, let me see what happened, man. Yeah, Day went out. Yeah, I don't know what's going on tonight, man. This shit is tripping. But I think I can hear. Let me make sure I'm going to put my mic back in here. Yeah, but kind of like one thing, kind of like when the day come back in here, kind of going into something that he was talking about when he even mentioned. Now we had to say this, like I said, like I'm a shot of like people, a lot of them. But when he was saying, he was saying, now I'm atheist, but he was saying I'm anti. I hear you, Dave. I'm putting this in here. I'm gonna let you go back when you were there. But Donk will tell you that he believes in voodoo. He practiced voodoo. As he said, for doom. So, hell, there's deities or rituals in so he doom. He might say that I'm an atheist. I'm really listening to him. What he was ever I didn't God.
Hey, brother, you breaking up.
I can't hang it up because it's going to be the whole show if I hang up. Can you hear me though? Go ahead and talk, Dave. Let me call back. Okay, I think I was doing it. I don't know what's going on. But just
you
go ahead.
Hear
yeah,
me
they, but he say, I can hear you, but he say he's an atheist, but at the same time, he practiced voodoo. So make your goddamn mind up. Which one are you now? Come on, because they have deities that they worship. They believe in supreme beings too. But he'll play the game and tell you, catching me like, no, I'm anti, because he atheist is. You look at the preferred of his atheist is anti, and he says I'm anti the Hebrew God or anti so and so. But yeah, man, they play the game. But go ahead, Dave, and I got to ask, and then because you mentioned something, I'm gonna ask you a question because I was saying something about atheists.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So the article that I was speaking of earlier is on BT.com. It's a kind of an old article, but still relevant for today. It says, the rise of black atheists, African Americans who don't believe in God are taken to the internet to voice their unpopular opinions. And this was an article, it's kind of old, from 2011, November 28, 2011, by Court Johnson. It says, it's well known by now that African Americans as a community are the most religious ethnic community in America. At a Pew Research Center poll from 2009, almost 80% of blacks said religion was a very important aspect of their lives, compared to just 56% of Americans in general. Also, while only 40% of Americans attend religious services at least once a week, more than half of blacks do so. From the fiery black Baptist to young black Muslim converts, the stereotypes people have of religious blacks are well established in black culture. But a new subculture is emerging and trying to push back on the pigeonholing. Say hello to the black atheist, Pope filed in a recent New York Times article. The African-American atheist community is growing, and some say that they wish to remain silent no more. However, it's not an easy role for black atheists, who is both racially different from most of America, and then religiously different from most of his or her own community. One man, Ronnell Adams, even told the Times it was harder for him to tell his extremely religious mother about his atheism than his homosexuality. So you hear this, God pretty much is saying that, you know, his, you know, homosexuality is, yeah, I guess, you know, most black people in the church, yeah, plenty of homosexuals in there. But see, I guess that's passable. Even though it's against the Torah, it's passable for a black Christian. But that not believing no damn religion is a no-no for black people. It says, my mother is very devout, said Mr. Adams, 30, a Washington resident who has published an atheist children's book, Aching and Praying, but who in high school considered becoming a Baptist preacher. She started telling me her issues with homosexuality, which were, of course, biblical, he said. I just don't care about what the Bible says about that, I told her. And she asked why. I don't believe that stuff anymore. It's got silent. She was distraught. She told me she was more bothered by that than the revelation I was getting. Drew, the number of black atheists is still small. Less than 0.5% atheism has a growing following in America. So it's likely more will join the non-believing ranks in the coming years. In the meantime, there are already a number of internet destinations for black atheists, including blogs like Godless and Black. So, let me finish reading up this article, because while many black Christians might be disappointed at the rise of atheism in African-American communities, I can't help but think it's a good thing. Regardless of your religious affiliation, for one, with fewer than 1% of blacks subscribing to atheism, it's not as if they're in danger of corrupting all of black America, even if they want to, which they most certainly don't. Beyond that, more and increasingly vocal black atheists will help eliminate the notion that all black people are Bible or Quran thumping maniacs to destroy things like gay marriage and reasonable sex education. Things many churches have been against for years now. It's important to remind America that the black community is broad and diverse, and that diversity there includes atheism. So right there, that's pretty much an article. But you see, one of the guys that was quoted in the article, he was saying that homosexuality was more accepted to his family than him not believing in God. Now, when we're looking at the black church, we, you know, like I said earlier, Don McClurkin, damn fruit pie. Kirk Franklin, a fruit pie. Hey, Eddie Long, that thing like Eddie Long. You know, stuff like that's going on for years. Reverend James Cleveland was known for being on the down low. Now, when we're looking at these type of people and we're looking at the black thing that's wrong with the black church is, and I say it over again, and Maury RBI, he know how I feel about messianics and Muslims and stuff, is the fact that it's no role model. That's the reason why, that's the main reason why people don't go to no damn church and people don't go to no mosque, because it's no role model. I spoke about this last lecture that I did on who was God's chosen, Ishmael Isaac. Go check that out on TalkSheet. But I talked about how, you know, we looked at Islam, you know, back in the day, you know, even the young brothers who did not have kind of role model, they could go to the Nation of Islam. They'll pick you up, take you to the mosque. You learn about Islam. You learn, you go roll through the ranks. And, you know, they had something for the young black men to look up to. And Maury RBI Israel, we both have been Muslim at one time. You know, I got into Islam because, like I said, I grew up Judeo-Christian, but I never knew my biological father. You know, I had problems in school. You know, hell, got expelled from over 12 schools. I was looking for a good role model, a good man to teach me the right things. There was none. But when I looked at the Nation of Islam, I was hearing about all the good things the brothers was, you know, and, you know, how the youth looked up to the brothers, how they could clean brothers up who was in the street and give them a suit and teach them some righteousness, teach them some respect. When I got into Sunni Islam, which I did first, I noticed that all the black Sunni Muslim role models were all fucking weak. They were all fucking weak. I practiced that for over 3 years, and then I joined Nation Islam because, like I said, you know, I didn't join under Farrakhan, but I joined under another organization that believed in Elijah Muhammad. And I'm going to tell you something. It was no good role model. I didn't really learn shit, to be honest with you. I thought I was going to get the brotherhood, brotherly love. Shit, I couldn't even get a ride to the damn meet. You know, I look for brothers that help me to get jobs and, you know, entrepreneurship, none whatsoever. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. The black church is a waste. The black mosque is a goddamn waste. So, like I say, my take on this, y'all wonder why brothers and sisters are leaving religion, and leaving God. A majority of them are not, they don't have the proper guidance in those organizations. And, you know, can you hear me, Maury? Maury, can you hear me? You can hear me? Anyway, if you don't hear me, I keep going. But, you know, a lot. You can hear me.
Yeah, yeah, Pete, you don't know.
too late to get in. Yeah, this is crazy. Yeah, Mike on his other phone, Kirk, Chris.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Let me finish saying what I was going to say. So the reason why a lot of young men are leaving these organizations and these religions is because, like I say, the men are weak them. The men are weak them. You look at Nation Islam. They got Reza Islam, Bennett, that's it. There used to be, you know, youth leaders within those organizations. There ain't none out there. Shit. You know, you look at Bennett. He gave up on Nation Islam. Go look at Brother Ben X Chaman. Not to throw no shade at the brother. That brother looking like is dressing like a damn drug dealer now. Brother wearing Jordan. Brother is wearing fitted caps. He ain't even wear no Muslim or garb no more like Nation Islam had. You know. And even when he preaches about what Nation Islam done, ain't nobody trying to hear that shit. So I'm here to tell you, people have lost this taste, they've lost following this bullshit because, like I said, there's a bunch of old grumpy motherfuckers in the organization. Now, something I'm going to put out there, and I'm going to shut up and hand this mic to Moray Ariai Israel. One thing that I'm going to say, another thing that I will tell you kind of like a, not a compliment, but kind of like a tip for black organizations. I not lose numbers. If you don't want to help no young brothers and sisters, brothers out to clean them up, stop teaching the Messiah, man. Stop teaching that there's a Messiah to come back to save somebody. I hear these, you know, me and Moray Ariai, we didn't, you know, broke this down plenty of times. You look at a lot of these brothers that vote there, Malone, and saw another interview that an Israelite, the ones that say they're ex-Israelite, you know what I noticed? The ex-Israelite exception only falls under the brothers who was a messianic organization. And the reason why a lot of those brothers fall off is because, like I was saying before, a lot of them brothers look to have a mentor and a good role model. Y'all push that out there that we are here to save black men. We're here to save, you know, the black brother. How is y'all going to come back and say, niggas sit up there and wait forever. Some niggas get smart and say, fuck it, I ain't waiting on your Yahawashah. I'm getting the fuck up. Because he ain't coming out. He ain't coming back to save me. So you want to stop, you want to stop the Israelite deception of ex-Israelite? Stop preaching, we here to save black men. Get out of that, because when the brothers were serious about looking for brothers to help them out, and they go to your organization, and first thing you say is, well, they say, okay, well, we trying to get back in trade school. We trying to get us a job. Well, you got to wait on your Yahawashah to come back. See, these new niggas are going to be like, okay, you're here to save us. You're here to help us. Well, shit, fuck. Yahawashah ain't coming back. Some niggas going to get smart and throw that shit in trash. And that's how you make a black atheist. Preach that somebody coming back and save somebody. That Shaggy mentality, we talk about this shit all the time. Hey, hey, Maury, R.E.I., you on, right? We talk about this shit all the time. Mm-hmm. The ex-Israelite, we had one brother cuss us out. Talking about, you remember that, R.E.I.? We had a nigga cuss us out. Talking about ex, we are ex-Hebrew Israelite. Stop preaching that bullshit. And me and Maury, we had to respond like, what bullshit you talking about? But we don't teach no Messiah coming back at the tabernacle. We don't teach that shit. You know? So we had to straighten that brother out. You know? I'm just saying, I ain't calling no beef, but that nigga listening, you know who the fuck I'm talking about. We had to straighten it out. We don't keep that shit. Oh, but all y'all can't push that salvation shit. I was a Hebrew for over 30 years, and now I'm not no more. Really, nigga? You see, look at what camps these ex-Israelites come from. They come from Messianic Hebrew camps. I'm being serious. You know, even when we do hear about some young youth that's leaving Judaism, even their family, a lot of them congregations, they teach that Moses is the Messiah. They teach that David is a Messiah. So, you can't get wrong, some shit happens. They break down. They call on some damn Moses. They call on some David. They call on some Yahusha, and he don't come. Shit. Next thing is to call AAA. And if he called AAA, and AAA helped to jump their car, get it on the road before, you know, Jesus, before Yahusha, then shit, you out of luck with what you didn't talk these niggas. But the first thing they're going to say, you know what? AAA came before God, before Jesus did. I called on your house, I broke down, he didn't come back. But I called on a AAA, and they came to save me before your house, I did. You know what I'm saying? They're going to check your ass on that shit. And guess what? They're going to tell you, look, we ain't in this shit no more because he preach this falsehood to me. So that's why I say, be careful about what you teach. That's just a tip for you Messianic camps, Nation of Islam, Sunni Islam, nigga. Stop teaching we here to save people. Because the niggas gonna need some saving, and we don't see your ass there. That's it for you having a follower. That's all I'm gonna say right now. I'm gonna let the Moray come on in here and add on to that.
Yeah, well, let me let Pianchi come in. He's been holding for, I think it's still Pianchi. I need to start remembering his number. Let him come in. I come in. Yeah, peace to you, brother. Is it Pianchi?
Yeah, good evening. You know,
yes, sir,
the
how you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Yes, sir.
That was a good
one. How you doing?
I'm doing very fine. There's a good synopsis that you put out there, David. And as far as my answering the question, my answer is it depends on the person, basically. Yeah. And a person would get involved in it as much as they want to, or at least as they want to. I think that, and you know, the funny thing is, I used to always say that if people understood science more, then some of these myths would leave. But I know some people that are scientists, and see when they come to a question, a point where they don't have an answer for, then they have to assign it our nature that they can't explain. So, and it's not typical. That's not just with those here in the United States is practically all over the world. I think that's a human trait. And that human trait played out throughout recorded history. You know, it's been about 16 to 25 crucified saviors. And you got...
Something going on. Ah, oh, damn, Pionki got cut off. It must be something going on with the Blog Talk Live, because I see Pionki just got cut out. He was going in and out. I didn't cut you out, Pionki. Yeah, it was something going on. He was in and out. So there's something going on with Blog Talk tonight, because my bringing computer mic now, it's not even working. Came with that. Something going on with that. So, y'all, sorry about the audio tonight. When y'all hear it back on the playback, it's just something going on over here. And I hear what Pionki was saying. See, I say, y'all, for me, with this God, what we call the God concept or the God thing, like what Pionki was saying before he got cut out, he was saying anything, it's a human trait. Now, for me, as a person who's into look at African spirituality, I'm going to say African spirituality, I look at go back, way back to... I'm going to use it, the continent of Africa and African people. Pionk, you can call back in. I didn't hang you up. I don't know if there's something that happened on the other end. So I guess if you're still listening in, I didn't hang you up. It wasn't me, Elder. So you can call back in. And as I study African, the continent of Africa, and ancient spirituality, no matter where it is, I see that man had always, mankind, and I don't believe in all the Neanderthal bull crap. I don't know what the hell they believe from Neanderthal because we don't have nothing in their writing on them. But it's actually a book where LJ sent me, and I've been reading and studying, and let me pull it back up right fast, y'all. And it's been great. I like this book. Let me pull it out here. And I like it, and it's been going into it. Yeah, let me see. It says African traditional religions, world religion, African traditional religions, the third edition. And I've been going into that book, man, and just going in, doing the knowledge and information on this book. I love it. And I'm going to read one thing here on this one here. Because I look at, like I said, we go back throughout, man, time, way back when. We will see that we as a melanated people, I don't care what we call it, African people, black people, we have always had some kind of concept of believing, and there's different variations of it too now. What we had as a supreme being, as some might say, or as this creator thing, we believed it. Let me just read one excerpt from this book. It says, the creator of all things. It says both African oral tradition and later writing sources indicate that all African people believe that power of creation is the foremost attribute of the supreme being. African myths of creation strongly support the idea that all Africans at all times from prehistory to the present day have recognized a supreme being as the creator of all things. And in addition, the names by which many different groups across Africa call the supreme being express the idea of God as the originator, creator of all things. There's just one section there that's coming out of this book, and I like that part that's in there. There was something else I had, y'all. Hey, let me try to pull up here. But like I said, I just go back and I look. And I go back to the continent. Now, even if we look at the continent of Africa today, where they have a lot of ancient African traditions, now, even though we see Christianity and Islam might be the majority of the religions on the continent of Africa today, because, you know, of colonization and the spreading and things like that, but still in the midst of that, they still might intertwine a little African, they still African traditional religions with a little mixture of Christianity, just like our ancestors did here when they got to the continent, they forced Christianity on them. They still had a little, they mixed in. That's why y'all can even see the churches basically up today and still
the black churches are very different from any European church you go to. It's very different. Hell, ain't no damn shouting, and as they say in the church, they get in the spirit like you would see in a European church. So there's some African spirituality still in there. But going back to what I'm saying, even in Islam, they still will mix traditional, some traditional African religions inside of, even with Islam in Africa. But no matter, it's various, like I said, so it's hard to pinpoint. You can't pinpoint one thing with African tradition, but our people have always, now, read I'm getting to right now, we come here in the West now. We're here in the West, and we have been disconnected from the continent for a long, 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 long time. I don't care if we call it Asia, or we use Asia for the Asiatics, and some call us Afro-Asiatics because, you know, we know those people. You do the history, that was those people came from one continent, they moved into another and became a, I don't want to say a new people, but start a new culture and new identity. But they still stem from one other place. So most people would call them Afro-Asiatic. I don't have a problem with that. But we've always had these concepts. But now is that we are over here in the West, and we have been, and I would say a lot of this shit, we have been westernized with a lot of concepts and ideas from Westerners and been around other people who don't really understand a lot of the spirituality like we think, because our spirituality is different from theirs. And I've even heard a lot of them, somebody say, I forgot where it was on one of them conscious things. They was like, white people take a lot of shit literal. They took it literal. We didn't. Because even when we go back and study a lot of these type of things now, like even when I go back to Kemet, right, you'll study like they talk about the cosmology and things, but they might take it, and they might mention Hasa, Shu is the wind and things of this nature, what we call it, you know, they might list it as a god, but it's talking about different cosmologies. Like we mentioned science again, because people take it, keep science. It's what y'all keep forgetting, that they're like, hell, like African people didn't do science. We were the inventors of all of this. It's just not, our people was just not a religious people. It was not a difference between the two, really, in a so what, because they didn't do it like we are doing today. Like we're mixtaping it, like it has to be, you got to choose one or the other. Hell, it was what it was, because that's what created their civilizations. Most of the civilizations in the temples that a lot of people like, we like to look at and talk about how great they built this, how great they built that. A lot of those monuments actually was built to appease certain gods and deities. I'm going to say it again. A lot of these monuments that people like to highlight and talk about and we built this first, we built that, a lot of this was built because they were doing things, built temples and monuments to appease their gods and hold certain rituals and ceremonies to their deities, to their gods. So you had a lot of these great goddamn monuments that they talk about are there because of that. And we might say because of religion. But, yeah, you know, people don't mind, won't touch that. But, Priyanka, like I said, I didn't hang you up. If you're listening, you're in the background, call back in. Like I said, I didn't hang you up. It's something happened. I don't know. I didn't hang you up. Priyanka probably thought I hung him up like I used to be in elder days. No, I didn't do that, elder. So call back. But my thing here is I ain't going to say always. It's been a long time, whether I went to Christianity, Islam, I've always had this something there to know it is something, I might say, outside of me. I've been in situations. I know goddamn well it wasn't me that saved me from certain situations that I was in. I've had certain things like people say fruitions or something that I know goddamn well it just ain't me. It's something there. That's why certain things is really – sometimes it is hard to explain to your spirits and yourself. You have to have, that's why some things people say spirituality or religion is a personal thing, or getting it. Some people say no, God is a personal thing. And it is, sometimes it's hard to explain certain things. about even having a connection. But I just say when we look at our people, because, again, we look at it as a African people, and we might say, well, we are new people. We not like them anymore. Okay, well, it may be so, but I ask y'all, I'd like to do this here. But it's a comparison, analysis. Look at some of the conditions when our people, I don't give a damn if it was they were Christians or whatever it were. When they might believe in Christianity, might have been believing in Jesus. Not like, because now we got to understand the church ain't like the church that way back when. It ain't nothing like that. There ain't none of that like that back in the day. All this prosperity and this, that, and another. When our people was utilizing, maybe to the Bible, religion, to teach morality. Some people even say now, well, we don't need the Bible. We don't need no Bible to teach us morality. But I wonder why in some of the society and some of our communities in such a hell, it's worse than goddamn Israel and Hamas right now in certain areas. In certain areas now, in our AKA hood USAs, but we don't need nobody to teach you morality. We don't need nobody to teach you morals. But anyway, that's another whole subject. But just look at it in comparison of when we did have these things were being taught and our brothers and sisters was being reared. Like when my grandmother was being reared up under what we call religion. And then now she passed on some of the teaching that she had to pass on righteousness. Now we can forget all about the Jesus stuff, but she was teaching about the right and the wrong that she learned from maybe the church or whatever, from the Bible. And we didn't do a lot of things, and we had even respect for our elders and things of this nature, because a lot of things that they took, they learned out of what they may be saying religion. But now we look at a lot of stuff today, and this is what I'm looking at, y'all. It just personally is me. When I just look at things now, when we having all of this stuff, I don't damn God, damn religion, damn so and so. And you look at our look at the goddamn world today. Now we don't leave the world out. We're just gonna look at America today. America claimed to be, she have it on a dollar bill. In God we trust. I wonder which God. And it's supposed to have been set up as a Judaic Christian society, as they say. And we see a lot of this stuff, how they even been talking about getting rid of God, getting rid of the Bible. Like even when we were talking about homosexuality, we had to declare, they didn't even want you in California some parts. You can't counsel a young child with the Bible who's struggling with his homosexuality. So it got to be something about that Bible, something about religion then. That they don't want you to use the Bible to counsel a young child who's going through something. It got to be something about it, y'all, because hell, all over in England, they was trying to do the same thing. They talking about banning the Bible because of certain things. It got to be something to it, y'all. It got to be something. I mean, they want to ban it, but look at our condition. Pedophilia, they want pedophilia to go. They want pedophilia to be legal in America and hell, in England and other places. They want you to get rid of the Bible, though, because the Bible speaks against that. But so I'm just looking at, like I said, y'all, I'm looking at the comparisons of what's happening now. Even when we look at a lot of things like, oh, man, certain teachings that was being espoused and you had young brothers. Like when I even go back and look at, like Brother Dave was mentioning the Nation of Islam and a lot of other stuff, hell, we even go back to, hell, I even take it back to goddamn New York City, man. When I was listening to a lot of music that was teaching, had a lot of righteousness in it. You know, had brothers, man, brothers and sisters trying to teach you righteousness, trying to teach you about culture and this, that, and another. Now I even look at places like New York and like, goddamn, what happened? What happened? What happened? You know, that's something, though. That's something there, and I ain't going to really even get into it. But there's something happened. But so, you know, it just personally me, a person can do what they want to. That's your prerogative, like Bobby Brown. But I just look at changes, cause and effects. And we think that's a good thing.
because they say, well, we need to get rid of religion. We think that's a good thing, you know, because a lot of people, they say, well, they have church hurt and they have religious hurt, whatever. Because, and see, we can't just blame everybody. We can't blame the church. We can't always blame all of the Christianity. We can't blame all of the mosques. We can't blame all of the synagogues because what some other motherfuckers done wrong. We can't blame everybody because everybody ain't doing that shit. You got to, like I said, that's why you have to name names, as they say. Because we have a lot of great organizations that's doing wonderful things, that's helping people, that are helping people, that's doing stuff in the community, that's being the voice for the voiceless. So we do have that, but we got some shysters. That's just it is what it is. It's just human beings being goddamn it ungodly human beings. Or I'm gonna take the God out of it, y'all. My bad this time. That's with people who doing this. And I was with a class with a brother the other night. And the more science thing is talking about higher and lower self. And see, there's some certain things, too. We get to the Bible. We get to religion. And certain things, that what's happening is, again, we don't understand myth. We not understand myth. We not understand allegories. We not understanding some of the things that these religions do teach, right? They might talk about it. Damn, I wish I had. It's in this book somewhere. It's so much to that book, man. That book is powerful when it tell you about it going into African religions and things of this nature. Because they tell you, it's like Bible. I'll use the Bible for this story. Like the book of Job, and I said this several times. The book of Job is not a book. There was no person named Job. I know I messed some of y'all up. There was no actual person named Job. And when you get into this, a lot of biblical scholars, hell, whether they're Christians or Hebrews, they when real with it, they tell you, genuine Christian scholars, biblical scholars, they tell you the book of Job was actually, when you look at it, even when they talk about it as a day when the sons of God came to present themselves to God and Satan came also and all of this, they said, Pete, like Satan, God made a deal with Satan and all of this. This is a story, again, I think I said it last week. When you read this, they call it, what is it called? Some say it's poetic. It's poetic or it ain't got even nothing to do with the Israelites because you won't see nothing about Israel, the nation of Israel even mentioned in there. But they call it like ancient wisdom literature. And see, this is why, again, I keep telling y'all, we got to go start back, going back, understanding literature and how the ancient people wrote things and the concept that they were coming from. So even with that, again, is to teach you about the whole thing about, as they say, being faithful, being truthful. Being faithful, standing true, and teaching you about perseverance. And when you look at the whole thing about when Job would talk about how this man had it all, he had it all. And then when trials and tribulation came his way, he lost every goddamn thing. But his wife, and he was talking about how his wife was like, hey, man, listen here, you need to curse God, man, and curse him, man, because listen here, so-and-so, and you're trying to stay faithful to him and stay true to him. You need to cuss him out. And they was trying to get him to turn away. Job was like, I'm staying faithful to the end. So that's why I asked Bianchi, I was talking about last week, when y'all read the Bible, what is the moral of the whole? What is the moral of the story? So even going back when I was reading this book about African traditional religion, and it tells you about how the African people, they came up with myth, like campfire stories, y'all. Fireside chat. They came up with certain stories to tell the youth and certain things and the village people. It might seem like some far-fetched stuff. But they was teaching them, giving some teaching lessons in the stories. So a lot of time nowadays, we are reading some of these same stories. Man, that sounds like some bullshit. But to those people back then, it was teaching them something about themselves, about their culture. See, it's just like some things that we do today. They taught us a lot of this shit in school, but we didn't pay attention, especially like in elementary. They teach you nursery rhymes. They taught you a lot of this shit, but see, we didn't catch on. We just thought it was some nice, good stories. So myths, legends, folklore, there's something to teach you something, not to say you got to take it literal. That's why, and I'm going to hear what that day come back in. That's why we have brothers and sisters who go through things called sacred societies or sacred schools. And they learn certain things. They go through certain rituals. They practice and do certain rituals to learn the meaning of certain things. That some of you might take that shit literal, but you see, this is why when you even study, you go through religions, you have certain customs, you have certain rituals and things that go along, not only with what you say you believe, so that way you understand. It's like with brothers, I say it like this here. We have Passover, we call Pesach. There's certain customs and religions and things that we do to get a better understanding out of that. See, we when you don't like, we got what's coming up, Brother Dave? We got Hanukkah coming up around about December. And there's certain things that we do, lighting the candles and so, and hell, actually, Kwanzaa is somewhat mimicked from Hanukkah, the lighting of the seven candlesticks. Hanukkah is, Kwanzaa is basically a spinoff of Hanukkah. Yeah, but we ain't going to get into that right there. So, yeah, so it's a lot that people, where they are turning away from, I would say primarily here in the West, is because you don't truly understand. You not truly understand how to relate to myths, how to understand folklore. You don't understand a lot of that. So you take it, even when we talk about the Supreme, but there's a lot that goes along with that in what y'all call a religion. That's why I say if you still look in the continent of Africa, find you some goddamn, tell me, y'all please find me an atheist, what y'all call atheist societies in Africa. Either they, like I said again, they might have Christianity or Islam is their main religion, but a lot of them still have their ancient, and not all of them have Christianity and Islam now. There's still some ancient traditional religions that's in there without the influence of Christianity and Islam, and that's in the continent of Africa. So I know some people say, I ain't got shit to do with no Africa. I'm not no goddamn African. Well, you know, whatever. But hell, if you even came here to America, you say you was a Native American. Hell, they was spiritual here in a Native American. They dealt with spirits. It always, I'm telling you, everywhere you went. It's just like I said, now it's a lot of this shit that have arose with occultism and a lot of other shit, man. And I'm just going to talk for black folk. Can I just talk about black folk today? We are participating in a lot of bullshit that we didn't originally, that we didn't do once upon a time as a people. I mean, that's your prerogative. You can do what you want to do, like Bobby Brown, like I said. That's your real prerogative. But if I believe in it, let me believe in it. If I believe in a fairy tale, if I believe in a spook god or unseen, goddamn it, let me do that. Because I know personally what have happened to me and what I've been through and what I wore one time. And I understand. Like I said again, I don't believe that there's a God sitting somewhere out past Neptune on a throne no damn well. No, I don't believe that concept. I don't believe that. Because like I said again, because I guess we say seeing is believing. Seeing is believing. Because here, let me go pick my brothers and sisters again that talk about, and like I said, I got to hear them today getting here. Even my brothers and sisters that talk about Kemet all the time. If y'all, they always just mention Kemet historical point, but they never go back and really give y'all and talk about right the spiritual side of Kemet, because they even them they want to play the goddamn game. But again, if y'all really want to teach the people some righteousness, why y'all don't be telling them that y'all got what's this book? I know you can't read it every day because it's not a book that you go and read every day like the Bible, but they have something called that Per Imharu, right? The Per Imharu, which most people call the Book of the Dead, right? The Book of the Dead. That's what most people call it, but the Book of Enlightenment. Reading, I say you can't read it every day because it's a burial or ceremonial book for the dead to have a transition into the other life. And that's when you see the scales of Maat and the judgment type of scene. So even when you tell our brothers and sisters, why aren't y'all teaching our brothers that? Because we talk about morals, right? Because they always was arguing with the Israelites about who had the law, as they call the law. if they were teaching our brothers and sisters, even with this, like, because again, what does the Purim Rahu talk about? Because when you go to the judgment scene, as they teach, you're going to be, your heart is going to be weighed against the ostrich feather. What, why is it being weighed? Because of how that you live your life, according, as they say, to the instructions of God. Into an instruction. I have not robbed. I have not stolen. I have not dipped so and so. I have not. So even with all of that, that means that you have to live a life according to what we may say a righteous life. See, the committee community don't even want to teach that because they know half of them know goddamn well that they ain't living right. That's why they won't even talk about that. But the Christian church be talking about going to hell. Where they get that concept from? They always want to say everything else was stole out of Kemet, right? Don't they teach that? A lot of shit we see in the country, they stole it from Kemet. They stole that from Kemet. Well, shit. Well, you're right. If they did steal it from Kemet, well, why in the fuck y'all ain't teaching it then and stop all these motherfuckers like Polite? He Polite wouldn't have been shooting up no Bibles. Polite wouldn't have been scamming folks. Polite wouldn't have been messing with that little girl like he did and wouldn't have his funk ass in prison right now if he had been following Maat. If he hadn't been thinking about, hey, man, how my life going to be on the judgment scene when I had to have my thing, the Purim Haru, I forget what they call it, the Purim Haru. I forget, there's another name, too, that I was trying to think of, something about Ani. I can't even get it out. But see, this is why, because they don't really believe that shit, because they going after something else. They want to always talk about fucking science and all of this shit. What is science anyway? What's the meaning of science? The study of what? Study of what? We act like science is just one fucking thing. If I study religion, theology, I'm studying science, isn't it? Because it just what does it say again? It just say the study of. There's many forms of many things that fall under umbrella of science, biology, sociology, and all the other ologies. So when you just say science, what type of fucking science are you talking about? We got to study science. What type of fucking science are you talking about? Y'all got to get y'all shit right. Get your shit right. But again, the thing is, I got y'all. But the thing, my brothers and sisters, is, again, look at the morality of the people today. That's all I'm asking y'all to do. Look at the morality of the people today that don't have religion or don't believe in it come to God. Just look at the morality. That's all I'm weighing it out on. I'm putting it on the scale. Just look at it. Look at when the times... Y'all said times change. Yeah, hell yeah. They ain't changed for no motherfucking good. I bet you that. Just look at the times. But, Dave, you in there too, Dave? You still in there? But I went over and let me get this phone, too. Still on that day? You dropped off. I think I hear some background. I don't know, Dave. Knocked out. Yeah, Brother LJ.
Yeah, Tim.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I think Tim? LJ on that. The LJ on there too. Yeah, I can hear you too.
Hey. So, you hear me right?
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. And I think we got LJ on with us too. Yeah, I got the mics open. I don't know this damn thing acting a fool, but everybody's mic is open.
So, you know, I have myself on mute, so. You couldn't hear nothing in the background, right?
I just heard some air. It probably just cut my mic in the background. I didn't hear nothing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had on mute.
I hear you talking to Redbone in the background, Dave.
Hell no.
Go ahead, bro.
But one thing I'll say, though, and I like how you brought that out. You're about the 42 laws of mind, 32 laws of mind. I brought that up also, what you were talking about with, you know, these guys, they don't have no morals. Like you were saying with with not just malls, but they don't have no their faith doesn't have like no rules. You know, like you were saying with Polite, if Polite had to been following something, thought about what the hell he had did. You know, so that's why I say when I look at, you know, Polite and I look at, hell, even Nasser Tahuti, he's locked up for heroin, you know, for selling heroin distribution. You know, you look at so many of these brothers, like you were saying, if they had some kind of something to ground them, they would have had a second thought about doing it. And when we're looking at, you know, even with the Polite case, you know, all them years he taught with the Nawabians, you know, did the Nawabians not have something for him to study? Niggas say he wrote over 100 books.
Yes, sir. Most definitely they did. Most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? He say he wrote over 100 books. What the fuck was you teaching in those 100 books?
Science.
You know what? Yeah, and see, like I said, that's why they all fucked up now. And that's like you were saying. You know, even with, you know, at one time, you know, you had folk tales. You know, you sit around the fire and you tell little stories. You know, even with, you know, the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, you know, they had, like you were saying, they had folk tales. They had something to pass on to teach the youth. They don't have that shit no more. Even with Nation of Islam. They had what you call restrictive laws of Islam, which was their like version of keeping their fruit in check. When I was in with the Nation, they didn't even teach that shit. You know, shit. And I wasn't under Farrakhan, but I've been to Farrakhan study groups here in NBA, and I'm gonna tell you one thing. Them niggas don't even check nobody. All the people they check is the people that talk shit about Farrakhan. That's it. And that's sad. They'll whoop your ass you talk shit about Farrakhan. But let one of them get out of order. Step out of line. What's going to happen? You know, Reza Islam had a thing, an altercation with his wife, and not to bring the brother's personal business, but there was a secret meeting of him and Farrakhan about a year ago. And you know, Reza Islam, he just supposedly married, I don't know if his beard or his side piece, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what way that brother swing, but, you know, but Farrakhan had to sit down and counsel him and his wife. And he was pretty much telling Reza, you out of line, nigga, for what you doing. I don't know if you were, what he was doing to his wife, but he called the temple on his ass, called Farrakhan on his ass. And when I heard that shit, I was like, what the hell, they finally doing this? Yeah, is this, like you said, a humiliation ritual? You know, what was it? But, you know, the fact that somebody sat his ass down, that kind of shocked me. You know, like I say, you know, it's out of order. These organizations, their leaders is out of fucking order. And like I said, man, you know, it's like I said, it's no commandments, it's no nothing. They so busy, like you were saying, polite with shooting up the Bible. But that nigga should have been reading the damn Bible.
It would have taught him not to scam people, I know that.
That's not still. You know? Even with, when you're looking at, you know, the school system, and like I said, you see how they push and they got drag queens reading to the children. You know, what kind of shit is that? That one time you could talk about religion in school. You can't do that no more.
Oh, Dave, hang on, because I was going to throw your alley-oop because you said something about Nawabians. Now, the time that Dr. York got locked up, y'all don't heard me say this several times, the time that Dr. York got locked up, right, he was teaching. We was in the school. We were telling us that we were the Jews. We were the Israelites. And that's what we were studying. I still got my Holy Torah over there that Dr. York had written. He translated, and I was a translator. But that's what we was at, bro. And when he got locked up, we still was in it for a while. Then it went right back to that Egyptology and Egypt Kemet stuff, right? And then since they got rid of religion and all this stuff, right? I'm going to say they got rid of religion. They got rid of saying we Israelites and all that. What happened, Dave? They started marching in LGBT goddamn parades and shit, right? Yes. But when Doc had you talking about, hey, we got to get back to the Most High and all this, we were studying Torah and tonight, all of a sudden everybody, I had brothers act like he didn't even know that we was into that. No, brother, we wasn't in no Bible. Doc Young, we wasn't talking about no Jews. I said, yes, we were, bro. And they ran the bookstore. I don't say no name. And they ran the goddamn bookstore here in the city of Memphis. They going to tell me now. They supposed to be one of the head teachers here in the Memphis, but they going to tell me we wasn't in the school of Judaic and Doc. Hell, I got what they say to young folks that now, I got receipts, goddammit. I still got receipts. They played the game. And then Doc told us, bro, that we were the true Jews. How about these Negroes when they went back into Kemet? They started talking about the white folks over in Israel, the true Jews. And they started talking about us Israelites, bro. They fake like Israelites. They kind of steal them folks' identity. But your master teacher folks have been coming to give you, I forgot, 2,000 years, 7 trillion years of information. However, they said Doc's supposed to have been given. As soon as Doc get locked up, right? He was telling you were the Jew. You were the true seed. That was what it was called. We was called the holy seed. We were the true seed. And soon he get locked up. He went back to Kemet. Half of them was witches and shit anyway. They was witches and warlocks and all that and that bullshit anyway. But anyway, bro, so they went right, started talking about them white folks in Israel were the true Jews. So I told y'all better watch the game that these motherfuckers play, man. Watch the game they play. And like I said, again, when you look at how things have changed and people look what their behavior. See, they tell you to get away from this so they can put you into something else. When you get rid of one thing, you're going to have to swap it out with something else. You're going to have to swap it out with something else. So they're getting y'all away from a lot of this other shit. That was some, brother. Dame, I cut you off. I don't got to let you go back because I want to read something. But I want you to go ahead and finish. And I ain't going to go to the other shit I was going to say, but y'all got to watch the game, man. Y'all got to watch the game they play. Yeah, you went from saying that you were the Jew to marching an LGBT goddamn parade. Ain't that some shit? Go ahead, brother. And I'm going to read the part about the traditions in a minute. Go ahead, brother.
And you know what? And same deal with Farrakhan with Nation of Islam. Same thing with him too. With the messenger died, he went right on the Sunni Islam with Wallace. And you see now, that's what he's doing now. And if you really look at it, he's a Sunni Scientologist. What'd you say?
Say he's a Sunni Scientologist.
So that's why I say, you know, when we look at these, you know, organizations, just like the elders die, you will see the truth then. Elders die.
Hell, bro, it's the already, oh, when they gone, oh, man, bro, it's sure nothing to get crazy.
That's what's happening with Farrakhan's nation right now. Shit, he got his damn son up in there running shit, and he ain't nothing but a damn gangster.
Because people saying time has changed, man. We tired of all that old shit, man. We don't want to be hearing about no God no more. We so-and-so, man. Hey, bro, we through with that, man. And this is why you see a lot of stuff, man. I'm telling you, bro. Wait till all these elders let go. Wait till you see a lot of elders go. Watch how this planet go. And they already replacing you. See, you ain't peep the game, man. You ain't peeping the game that's going on. It's just like, again, I was thinking about something earlier. They replacing you.
Hey. Now, I was going to say something. Even with Umar Johnson, you know, I know my mom was a big Umar Johnson fan at one time, you know. And she called out something, because she's been Umar Johnson fan since, like, I'm talking about, like, the beginning. She was kind of like your boy Justin, you know, a diehard Umar Johnson fan. And I remember her saying, you know, she told me about a couple of months back. She said, "Babe, you know, I want you to listen to the old Umar Johnson versus the new Umar Johnson." So I did. And she said, "Babe, if you can look at it, when he first started out, you know, what was the girl named Frances Cress Wilson? My mama said he was a diehard Frances Cress Wilson follower. He, you know, when he was with her, you know, he actually did a lot of the shit he was going to say he was going to do. She said when Frances Cress Wilson died, that's when Umar Johnson fell the hell off. And he started doing all the drugs and the, you know, scamming and shit. She said, "Dave, Umar won't always like that." And I'm like, I'm looking out, I'm like, Umar's a damn scam artist. But I started looking at some of old videos, like she was saying, of Umar. I'm talking about two separately, totally different people. You know, so like you were saying, when the elders die, that's it. You know, but yeah.
I remember those days, the man was just questioning. And I want to read this little other part, dude. But mention something. I remember he used to do a lot of stuff in the Muslim mosque, because he came here the one time. He went to, not Umar, and it's his name. He went to one of the Warren D. Muhammad mosques, and you know, he came here a couple of times. Did he in any kind of way a Muslim or something, family was Muslim? Because I'm going with his name, Umar.
Yeah, Umar Johnson, okay. From the video that my mama sent me of him, because she, like I said, she was a diehard Umar fan. I used to shake my head when she used to play that shit to me. Well, I don't want to hear that nigga. There was a video she sent me of him saying, and he was saying how his dad converted to the Nation of Islam. How his dad was in the U.S. Marines. I guess his dad was in Vietnam. His dad was a Vietnam veteran. That was in the U.S. Marines. And when he got out the U.S. Marines, he had got into the Nation of Islam.
Oh, he was in the Nation. Okay.
So,
I wonder about that name.
He was raised in the Nation of Islam. But I think he was raised in. I think he was raised in it at the time when Farrakhan had rebuilt it. Because, you know, that's something, too. I'm glad you brought that up. Umar Johnson isn't that damn old. He isn't. Like, he's only, like, he's in, like, late 40s. Like, 48, 49. He's not that old. Umar's not that damn old. He ain't. Now, you know, to be honest with you, that nigga real young. He was in college in the damn 90s. In the mid-90s. You know, so, yeah. So, he was raised under Farrakhan when he was rebuilding the nation. That's when his dad joined the Nation of Islam. Yeah,
but I was just wondering about that because I know he used to come here and you know to the mosque here, but they were Sunnis. You know, he went to Wardain Muhammad. You know, Wardain Muhammad them were Sunnis. So I just remember him coming to. Yeah,
he was Muslim.
I didn't know.
But, like I said, he was Nation, but his father raised him in the Nation. So yeah, but. From my understanding of the videos that I was sent, from the way he was explaining it, you know, if you listen to old school Umar, it is totally different. Yeah, I'm being totally different.
I never was an Umar fan, though.
Yeah, but he was like I say, old school, you know, 80s, 1980s, Nation of Islam. He's not like Elijah Muhammad, Nation of Islam. He was under Farrakhan when he was rebuilding it, but his father was, though. And something I want to compare to, your cousin Player Fly. His dad was in Nation of Islam.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, I heard about him being in the Nation. His dad was. Yeah. I'm trying to look at
you know your cousin, Player Fly. Ain't that something? He was raised up with all the morals, but he sniffed cocaine.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he didn't want to... He didn't want to learn the discipline of it. That's what that was. Yeah. And I didn't want to read this part before we go into overtime. We still got 20-something minutes before we go into overtime. This is something I was reading earlier. Y'all, this, brother, so this is coming from the book again, Traditional African Religions. And this is what I was saying here and going back. And it was saying here, excuse me, y'all, I got this, like it says, cold got me. It says, over centuries, people have formed answers to such, because it's some kind of, I think, what Pionki would kind of want to touch on a little bit earlier. Was talking about people make up stuff. But anyway, talking about signs. But this is something Africans have always done. I'm just not African, but all of our people have always done, melanated people. Over centuries, people have formed answers to such questions, often in the form of stories, myths, and proverbs. Proverbs is wisdom stories. All right. It says these answers are passed down from word to mouth, from one generation to the next. And this way, oral tradition, many of which address questions of existence from the beginning of time are established. The oral traditions constitute the method of transmitting history and religious tradition by spoken rather than written means. Let me stop there for 1 second. Remember last show when I was talking about, when Pionki was talking about this like Kemet and all of this stuff, and I was like, well, how do we know like certain people didn't have stuff way before Kemet? Because everybody didn't do any writing. Everybody didn't write. Some people had oral traditions. Everybody didn't write. And this is what this is talking about. Things were passed on a lot, but he was like, you know, and that does happen a lot of time. You could tell one person something, and hell, they going by the time they get to somebody else, because that's those individuals. That don't mean everybody does that, right? So that we don't mean everybody, because a good brother who was a good oral
transmitter of information. Will may the peace and blessings be upon his soul. Our good brother Quetta Mutwaz. Quetta Mutwaz. Anybody know Quetta Mutwaz out there? Yeah. So he had an oral tradition here about the Dogon and all of that. He passed on a lot of that information. But just going back again, just to show here what this book is even saying. Oral traditions constitute the method of transmitting history and religious tradition by rather than written means. In African tradition community, it was part of home education to memorize these traditions with great accuracy. Y'all see that? See that? That was schooling. That was schooling. Oral traditions are passed and on in various forms, in myths, legends, stories, and proverbs. Stories generally say something about life in order to educate and entertain the community. Myths deal with divine. They have religious subjects such as the origins of the universe and nature. God damn it, let me read that one more time. It says they have religious subjects such as the origins of the universe and of nature. So, hey, is that was one way of them discussing science, as people might say? Anyway, let's go. They address and answer the questions like, where did humankind come from? How are human beings expected to act as they travel through life? What is the destiny of the human race? Legends are a body of stories about family, people, particular heroes in the community, often based on real people and facts. They have often been told and retold until they become part of a lore of the community as a whole. Proverbs are short statements that express wisdom about creation and human experience. Bam. There you go right there, y'all, brothers and sisters. Yes, sir. Yeah, and that is from this good book, man, African Traditional Religion. See, this is what I say again. We here in the West, we have been westernized. We have been truly Western educated. We don't understand a lot of these things. We got to go and start back again, brothers and sisters, when we even look at Bible. Myself, I used to just take it as just, you know, Jesus on the main line, call him up, tell him what you want type stories. But now, man, I have a greater understanding and a lot of stuff going back again, understanding again, not taking these stories literal, as I keep saying again, understanding. Because, again, I even heard one of the rabbis say it again. Because I used to ask, like I told y'all again, brothers, I used to ask this question. Now, goddamn, if Moses wasn't living, how did Moses write the book of Genesis? I was thinking about it. How did he write the book of Genesis and he wasn't even around then? How could he know what to write about such and such? But even with the rabbis tell you, you hear the rabbis say it. Now, I'm talking about even European rabbis say this and they'll tell this. Well, because, you know, you hear them talking about Abraham. He said, because, again, which you know this is, has to be like ancient African lures, or I mean, stories. A lot of things were passed on through oral tradition. It was passed on through oral tradition. And then, you know, that's when they written about it. I'm like, but damn, Moses went around doing Abraham. How he know what Abraham did, so and so? But it's talked about, it was passed on through oral tradition and things that right. Even they talk about, again, like I said last week, about the, even things about the Talmud, the Mishnahs and things of this nature. A lot of this stuff was not written, as they say, you know, stuff about the sages. Later on, things got put into written form. That's what I was trying to explain to Bianca last week. When we look at other stuff and we always want to talk about what Kemet did this, Kemet, because they got damn, they had writing, they had so-and-so. Well, shit, other people had stuff that probably went back, but they did not write shit, right? Everybody didn't write stuff down. It's like now, you don't want shit told, so you ain't going to write stuff down. I go with this one right here, and I got to let Dave jump back in. I was thinking about this, and I was even thinking about it. After that show, I was thought about this. I was actually, it was Monday after the show, I was listening, and I was thought about it. I said, damn, you know what?
go back to moving with Malcolm X. Go back to the movie with Malcolm. What did the guy when Malcolm was starting to hustle and do the numbers, and he was standing there with the guy. Damn, I forgot his name. He was standing there with the guy, and he started writing down the numbers. And then he said, "Hey, I never write down the numbers. He's always keep it in my head."
West Indian
and Malcolm,
Archie.
There you go. Appreciate it, Dave. West Indian Archie told Malcolm, "I don't never write nothing down. I keep it. I file it right here in my head." And then remember, Malcolm tried to he screwed him up and told him he had the numbers wrong. He said, "Man, never." Then what to do? I like do red, red, red. You dead. I like that black dude right there. But what did he say? West Indian Archie never, out of so many years, he never got a number wrong. Out of all them numbers that they was running, he never got. I know y'all might say it's just a goddamn movie, but whatever. But you think about it. He filed stuff. So a lot of things you don't write down. That's why certain things we talk about, certain shit get passed on through mouth to ear. That's why even when I read this traditional African thing and it was talking about how it was a part of the educational system. Let me see, what was it again? I'm trying to find it right. Okay, in the African traditional communities, it was part of home education to memorize these traditions with great accuracy. So, again, we want to talk about everything has to be written. Everything don't need to be written. That's why, again, I know I'm kind of off key about we talk about the God thing right now. But, again, you look at how, again, we talk about this smart technology. Don't we talk about how smart technology right now with all these Apple tablets, our smartphones, is making a lot of our people dumb as hell? I got to say, y'all, I'm a victim to this myself. I don't remember no goddamn body number by heart. Y'all remember you remember everybody's number by heart. You didn't write down no damn telephone numbers. You might have had a little black book, but you memorized grandmama and them number, your home number, your girlfriend number. You remember or your boyfriend number. Y'all remember numbers. You remember people numbers. Nowadays we ain't gotta remember shit. Just put it in your phone. Put it in your tablet. Put it somewhere in the phone. Just hey, tell your telephone, call Brother Dave. Call Moray David Israel. You don't remember that shit. You did. I got the number. I don't do that day. I just type your number in. But you just tell your phone to call Dave. Oh, that I got the number from Dave in the beginning, and after that I don't remember Dave's number. I got Dave's number written on there. Moray David Israel. So I don't even gotta remember his number. I just look and see the call log. Oh, okay, the day number, because I remember the area code. No, that motherfucker said Moray David Israel. That's how I know this is number, not by the number itself, but by the name that's popping up on the call log. See, we don't even use our mind for how it was supposed to function. That's why, again, I was talking about how, again, this replacement thing, because like they have this thing down called replacement theology, and some of y'all might know what replacement theology is. But that's when Christianity claiming to replace the true Jews and saying the Christians are the true Jews and all this stuff, that's something different. Well, y'all pay attention to this. It's like right now they are planning to replace. It's basically humans are becoming obsolete. They've even said this shit basically. Humans are basically going to be damn near becoming obsolete. Why is humans damn near becoming obsolete? Artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence. They got this new movie called The Creator. I got to watch that this weekend. I started, but I didn't finish. It's about artificial intelligence. But they are now replacing humans. That's why they have people are mad at Kroger's, Walmart, because all these self-checkout counters. They don't like them. People sick of that shit. I went to a Circle K today. I've never seen a Circle K. They got a cashier standing there, but the only thing the cashier does is if you need cigarettes or something like that, but you got to check out. You got to self-check out. In places like Circle K, I don't know if y'all got Circle K. It'd be like 7-Elevens and shit. But there's convenience stores now even doing self-checkouts. So what the hell are humans going to do? Amazon, I've seen them. Well, they got robots now doing in Amazon now. They have 6-foot-tall robots in Amazon pulling orders and shit. So when even we talk about this whole thing with humans and God thing, where we depended on God and, you know, to give us the knowledge and then whatever, you ain't going to have to depend on nothing. Because really, these people who giving you AI going to be your God. They basically are coming to your God. Because you're going to be obsolete, whatever the hell that word is, y'all. They don't need you no more. That's why they say we're going to kill off a lot of people. Shit, they don't need you no more. They ain't got to make you out of no slaves no more, but they're going to get rid of your goddamn ass. All this stuff talking about black people going back into slavery to do what? To do what? Hell, artificial intelligence is going to take over all this shit. Ain't nobody going to give you more goddamn chattel slavery. They don't need you out there picking cotton no more. They don't need you out there picking potatoes and oranges and shit no more. Because why? They making the shit in the laboratory any goddamn way. Yeah. They making the shit in the laboratory. China, them making the goddamn artificial meat in the goddamn laboratory. So they don't need our black asses back in the field no more. No, sir. So we got to watch the game, brother. We got to pay attention to what's going on. So, again, I know there's still a need for us to believe in God. No, but, yeah, I say yeah. But go ahead, Dave.
Hey, I'm going to put something there, too, and then I'm going to exit out.
Like I said, I'm going to angle hold us in.
You
said
there was self-checkout and Circle K.
Circle K today. Yes, sir.
Hey, look, there's self-checkout at Dollar Tree.
Damn.
Yeah, Dollar Tree. And Dollar General got self-checkout. I was in there, Dollar Tree, about a week ago. No, yesterday. I was at Dollar Tree. Yesterday. I had to go in there and get some shit. And there, self-checkout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All they got is people stocking their shelves, but self-check out some Dollar Tree. Yep. So, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Because, like I said, man, they cutting out. They don't even need you for minimum wage jobs like that. Hell, even BJ's and Sam's Club got self-checkout. Yep. They got robots putting stock in the shelves. They got all that. Home Depot got them too. They don't even need nobody to put stuff on the shelves. They got robots doing that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I just want to put that out there that hey, all y'all manual labor guys out here who like stock shelves and do all that shit, that's going to be it. Another thing I'm going to put out there, too, before I exit out, before I make my exodus like Moses. Something else I'm going to put out there. When you look up the Nation of Islam, the Final Call, you know, under Farrakhan, they don't, and for y'all FOYs who still sell papers, they don't need y'all no more. They don't even need y'all to sell no more damn papers. Because they got digital Final Call.
Mm-hmm.
They got digital Final Calls. I'm being serious with you. You can go up there online, get a subscription, and pay for 1 month. So, yeah, for all y'all old school FOYs and holding up the Farrakhan paper, they ain't going to need your ass no more. They're about to cut out the FOI job. They, matter of fact, they'll mill your bean pie. Yep.
Hell no.
They got bean pies online. You order it, and they ship to your house next day. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So all I got to say is, all that shit y'all doing, standing out there, twirling like a little a military soldier, get out of that shit. You go out save his day live on TV. Hell, you even got FOI temples that do everything virtually. They don't even need you in the damn temple no more. You don't even need no damn temple. Yeah. So that's all I got to say.
Yes, sir. I know we got 6 minutes, Dave. I want to read something for you, and then I want to ask you something right fast, like here. Because I know you say you're a Jew, you're Israelite. So there are some things, I know you got some customs that you, now I'm saying like hell I am. I know you got some customs and something you say you do every day. You don't care where you go. But I'm going to read this quick part right fast. Now, this is called Basic Beliefs, still in the same book, right, African traditional book. It says, followers of the African religion make no distinction between religion and other aspects of their life. Their beliefs are so closely bound to their culture that religion and culture are one. Y'all hear this, brothers and sisters. See, y'all keep making this damn analogy like over here we trying to do now science and religion, and now that it's so totally separate. They separated and all this. Like, listen, and even religion said their beliefs are so closely bound to their culture that religion and culture are one. Religion is therefore not something people do at certain times and in certain places, but it is part of the fabric of living. Although a supreme being is above the living, the lesser gods, the spirits, the ancestors walk beside the living and guide them in their direction that they must go. They are sometimes displeased by those who do not heed them. People and gods are constantly interacting through rituals, prayer, sacrifice, and mostly through the business of living. But it was something else I had for you. I have a question. It says, among African people, community, culture, religion are tightly bound together. The African view of the world is fundamentally one of being part of a communal group. Just to throw that in there. But it was something about talking about culture. Oh, here you go. Let me go back to that one. Their beliefs are so closely bound by their culture and religion that culture is one. Dave, you said you're a Jew or Israel, right? And in part of that, do you have a dress code or something that represent your culture? If I saw you, I know about the Israelites or a Jew, and I saw something you had on, can I recognize your culture by something maybe you got on or something you do?
I'm putting this out there for everybody. I know y'all probably think Dave is a once a week Jew. No, I am not no once a week Jew. I ain't Jew when I feel like it. I'm a Jew 24 damn 7, 365 days of the week. One thing that I wear, and I don't give a damn what y'all say, I wear a tallit everywhere I go. I wear a talis. It represents all the fringes, represents all the commandments that we follow. Go in the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter. It says every fringe represents the commandments. Okay? So I wear that everywhere I go. I'm being serious with you. Hell, I be in the damn doctor's office. Prayer shawl on. You know what I'm saying? I had a guy asked, he said, man, you got your little talis on. You know, you ain't got to wear that. I said, shit, I wear mine every day, everywhere. I can't leave the house without one on. I'm put that out there for y'all. And yes, that's how people know I'm a Jew. I don't give a damn what I wear. I could be walking around my house with some drawers on. I'm going to have my prayer shawl on.
Yeah. And the reason I'm asking that, brother, because we talk about tradition, because they talk about culture and tradition. basically when you look at cultures, different cultures, there's a, some kind of dress or something about them, or even food. I was looking at the Ethiopians and stuff. They got certain kind of food. It's something about them that that you can tell and you can distinguish them by their culture and their heritage. They dress, like I said, style of dress. And I mentioned about the Israelites, because you can even tell, you can see, the, like, Verde talking about some people said T-sheets or fringes, as y'all might know, fringes. Oh, man, that one of them Israelites right there. I can tell you, he got them fringes on. And so, yeah, so you can tell. And then even Muslims, you know them by maybe they're wearing a jala beard, a kufi, or something they have on. And y'all might just say that represent their religion, but no, there's a culture behind it. Because here you go to Saudi Arabia and shit, but you're going to see them, all of them wearing the same thing. You go to certain places in Africa, you see the people, what they're wearing. My partner that be messing with me at work, talking about I be wearing, I be my dashikis or something. So it's certain things, the kente cloth, y'all will see certain kente cloth that has a spiritual ties to it, that we might people wear kente cloth. So, yeah, man, this thing is deep. Like I said, again, it's a lot of the stuff we've, I know people don't probably want to associate with maybe the Africa, or we say the Afro-Asiatic nations, but again, we truly have became a new people over here. I remember the New Republic of Africa said we are new Africans, and we truly goddamn have. We have got, like, that's why I call it said, like, I don't know, we're finna go. We have lost a lot of it. We've given it away. Our four ways, we lost our religion, our language, and some of us have lost our damn mind, as Khaled said. So a lot of this is stuff we are truly giving up our heritage to become a lot of people. That's why, again, I told y'all something, and I know Dave got to get out of here, and I got to go too. I play me some NFL on my my Oculus for tonight. That's my exercise, and my mind stress. That's why I say again, you don't see the police going around here shooting Muslim. Y'all talking about people, man, you shoot down people down in the street, but I bet you don't see them shooting the Muslims down. You don't really see them, say, somebody who's tied to a religious culture, I bet you don't see them out here shooting, because you know what? They have a community that's tied behind them. All of y'all really, I gotta say it, y'all. Y'all might get mad at Brother Ariad, but when you see him run around here laughing, I'm got this damn old hip-hop thug culture dressed to their ass when you see him, don't you? Every last one of them you see. I know y'all going to get mad because that shit there have really messed a lot of our people up. That's why today, through the hip-hop, we talk about the hip-hop or rap music. Through that music, are messing our people up with this bullshit. It's messing our people up. Give me some goddamn country western music. I'd rather listen to me some goddamn Conway Twitty, goddammit. But while I listen to some of this bullshit they got out here, we call culture. Call it a culture. And they say it. And they, damn, I wish we had got into this. Man, we get into it again, Dave. We get into another. But even with y'all talking about hip-hop, remember KRS-One, KRS-One, them, how they, y'all want to talk about religion. The KRS-One, them, their brother, didn't they get hip-hop listed as a religion, brother, and KRS-One came out with a hip hop Bible. We need to touch on that, day.
Yeah, I remember that. The Gospel of Hip Hop. You know, that's they had a thing called the Gospel of Hip Hop, and I so do remember what you're saying. He wrote a hip hop Bible, and I'm gonna tell you something with KRS-One. And a lot of those guys see, and I was talking about this shit with my brother, because my oldest brother, he loves the New York rap. He loved that shit. He loved that shit. So I remember telling him, I said, I joke with a lot of people. I say, I don't listen to no rap after 1996. Now, a lot of people don't understand when I say that. And the reason why I say that, because we look at X Clan. Hell, even with Nation of Islam, when I was practicing Islam, there was something I used to like, a guy by the name of Askari X. You know, and a lot of shit that they talked about, you know, if they talked about killing, they was talking about killing people who did us wrong. They wasn't talking about bang, bang, shoot them up, just some random nigga in the street. No. You know, so even with KRS-One, he had a song called Oh Yeah. Oh Yeah. That's what you see when you take the devil down. Oh Yeah. Stay alive. All things will change around. Oh Yeah. Oh Yeah. And you know, and that song went hard. I was like, KRS-One kind of went hard on that song. You know, so we don't see that. You know, and Ari, I know you, you know, you need to tell your niece Glorilla to sit her ass down. Because she...
They going to say my niece, goddamn.
That's your Memphis niece. She, that F-I-E-E foot nigga freak. I'm going to tell you something. I heard this shit. I was like, what the fuck? And I ain't going to lie. She looked good. She looks good.
How see how disgraceful that is, though. The song that she got, F nigga free, and then call her a woman, calling herself gorilla, like gorilla. Come on, man.
Hey,
yeah, we're gonna have to do something else. We're gonna try to come on Sunday, because I know you gotta go. Because I'm just looking at something right fast, and then this is up your alley. I'm looking at something. I'm looking about hip hop religion. I got to bring this hip-hop listed as a religion, and it's showing how it's a major hip-hop artist finding religion, and it's talking about Q-Tip. A lot of them had converted to Islam. Interesting. I know that's up your alley right there, since I said Islam. We can touch on this Sunday, bro.
Hey, you know what, Ari? I'm going to tell you something about that. It's kind of crazy that you just said that. Even when you look at a lot of those guys, and we'll get into this Sunday, yeah. A lot of those rappers, Lord Jamar, KRS-One, all of them was 5%ers. You know, so 1 minute they'll tell you they God, speak on some black history. Next second they talk some street shit. So, when you talk about they converted to Islam, you're talking about they was 5%ers. Yeah,
that's what this thing say. Oh, but hold on, Dave. The 5% don't consider themselves being Muslim or got nothing to do with Islam. They said we ain't Muslims.
Hey, look, Ari, you don't want to make 5%ers mad. They gonna run up on us at Culture Freedom. They gonna be like, what y'all say? They don't have a little cypher around our ass.
Learn how to clean up motherfucking New York before they run up on me.
Ari, you know 5%ers think they street niggas. I'm like, what the fuck?
I know.
I'll tell you the other day, I said, I don't know if you remember, I told you this. I had a couple of cousins that went up north, and I'm going to tell you something. They all claimed Islam. They claimed 5%. And I got one female cousin, I think I told you about the other day. She 1 minute. Talk with some Erykah Badu. I'm a goddess. I said, next minute she'll smoke her some crack. I'll be like, how is a goddess smoking crack?
See, bro, we don't even want to. We can go deep, bro. See, we ain't even going. See, like I said, bro. See, that's the problem we were talking about. See, brothers and sisters, how you a god, but you doing devilish shit. See what I'm saying? But that's why I tell you, bro, all this stuff they go in and they've been telling about religion, bro, they actually set our people up for failure. I want to go deep in it, but I'm going to leave this shit alone. I want to go deep, but I ain't. I'm going to leave it alone. It set our young brothers up for failure. That's why I keep on telling y'all, look at the after effect. Look at the before and look at the after. That's all I got. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. Look at the before and look at the fucking after. It was all a scam.
Hey.
But I'm going to leave it alone. Go ahead, Dave.
Shit. Hey, look. I'll go deeper for you. I don't give a fuck. You know I talk shit about Islam all day. Hey, listen,
I already know that's your expertise.
Hey, look. Father Allah, right? 5% say Father Allah is the God. He was God, all right, the exact. Listen at this, Ariad. This nigga got killed. You mean tell me God got killed? That God got killed. I'm just saying. He's God, but he got killed. In New York.
Well, you know, baby, they're going to say that, you know, they're going to say that term of God does not mean the same as we might use God.
They say this nigga knew martial arts and everything. They say Father Allah, Clarence 13X, knew martial arts. Hell, they say he was Malcolm X bodyguard. Malcolm X, look, and listen at this shit. Malcolm X suspended that nigga from the temple. I'm being serious. Go look that shit up, the history of the nation of God on earth. And I don't give a damn what none of y'all niggas say. Malcolm X put that nigga out the temple. Go look this shit up. It's in history. Malcolm put his ass about the temple.
And see, that's why I said, bro, I want to go deep, but I don't. Then another hat, I don't want to. But because, like I said, again, it's just like, again, when you say you want to, you take this doctrine to the babies. That's the same fucking thing that these people out here doing today. What they taking to our children today? What kind of doctrine they taking to our babies today and destroying them? They're telling them on the one hand, get away from God, get away from religion, and look what they pushing on our young brothers and sisters today. But I'm telling y'all that all that back then was a trip. You had your young brothers and sisters going against their mothers and fathers who might been in the temple, who might believe in God, who might been in the church, might been believing in God. They young, and you can teach your young brothers and sisters, ain't no such thing as God. Now they going home challenging their mama and their dad at them. Like I said again, now look at the results. Look at the results of those areas where that doctrine was being pushed and how well did that work out. Because again, ain't no concept. I mean, y'all might say y'all got booze, but just look at it. Some of them same ones that talking about they God, but look, they acting like motherfucking devils. the history goes there. We ain't got to make nothing up. We got to make nothing up, boy. We ain't hating on nobody. We just trying to tell y'all the motherfucking truth, what it is, what it is. And why wouldn't you see that? What am you for today? What are you fed that y'all are supposed to be raising up in those areas today? Why didn't it, if it was supposed to be the truth, why hasn't it not spread all over the United States? Why just a centralized area? Come on now.
I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, you got me way up past my bedtime. But look. It's so interesting.
You can go ahead, after this today, you can go ahead and close it out then, Dave. Go ahead and close it out.
No. I'm glad you got into this shit. Let me tell you something about this. Look at it. I talk about this all the time. the 5% nation, 5%ers, they didn't go past the United States. And the people, it's like, I'm being serious with you. You don't have nowhere in history where you heard of a 5%er being in Europe, where they didn't been in Asia. You know, let's talk about who's rich the man, Asiatic black man. I don't see no damn Asians talking about their 5%ers. Oh. I don't see Jackie Chan don't claim 5%.
This is Jackie
Chan. I'm being serious. You go up in the little hair stores to buy you some products. Shit. Hey, I don't hear them saying they the original man. That's just some bullshit from America. And Ari, I'm going to put this out there. The other day, I don't know if you remember me saying this. You remember we were talking about the Morris sign, triple right, and the lessons. And I brought up, they talk about Jesus being in India. And I was telling you about how Campbell, I looked through some of that about the, you know, numerology and the Krishna. Do you know, okay, 5% say what? What's today's mathematics?
Uh-huh.
Well, ain't that right? And they go into numerology. Listen at this shit. The shit that they're going into, culture freedom, knowledge, wisdom, understanding, seven is God and God is black, power, refinement, culture freedom. Just look, just think about it. Who else deals with numbers? Hindus. That's who deal with that shit. So when you're looking at the 5% nation, God's earth, and you're looking at lessons of the Nation of Islam, which is pretty much the lessons and the supreme wisdom that they gave to you when you enroll and you write your Savior's letter and you go through orientation. But just listen at this shit. When you're looking at the organs of numerology and you're looking at the India, you're looking at Pakistan, okay, they're real big into that. But listen, the people who really bought them damn lessons, and there's a guy who actually tried to debate Wesley Muhammad on this, Paul Guthrie. Y'all look him up. He's on YouTube. He was supposed to have debated Wesley Muhammad's ass on this shit, but Wesley ducked out like a little bitch. So, you know, but listen at this. He was going to debate that about how the early origins of the supreme wisdom came from a Hindu / Islamic teacher by the name of Mufti Muhammad Siddiqui. Look it up. And the brother was going to go into how his family came from India. Farad Muhammad family came from India. Now, when we're looking at the supreme wisdom, it's numerology. You're looking at the gematria. Are you looking at that? There's a system. Go look this up. There's people actually get into gematria. And like I said, the 5%ers, and you look at the supreme wisdom, basically, and they say, Asiatic black man, they pretty much got their shit from the damn Middle Easterners, Indians. It's Hinduism. Matter of fact, there was a story, I don't know if anybody who studied Nation of Islam, y'all know that some people say Farah Muhammad was a fortune teller. Some people say when he got to Detroit in 1930, that's what he was doing. He was doing fortune telling. He was into astrology, and they considered the Nation of Islam a voodoo cult. I'm being serious with you.
That's his.
So when we looking at the, even the history, and you're talking about the hip hop gospel, like KRS-One had a book on. You wonder why Erykah Badu was in all that weird shit. Just look at it. Erykah Badu always says she was a 5%er. That song, the world keep turning like a rolling stone. That song is pretty much her talking about numerology. And she's getting down the lessons. And even within Erykah Badu saying this, she's always been into Kama Sutra, which is pretty much the sexual practices of the, like, the sex magic. You know, all I'm being serious, it's real deep. It's real deep, Aria. I wish I could go deeper tonight, but, you know, I ain't got my books out on me. I'm kind of freestyling about it because from what I know and from how I've studied. But that's kind of like even when you talk about the more sound simple. Nova Drew Ali was considered a fortune teller. And he dealt with numerology.
In the circus.
Circus,
Up in the circus, And he studied all that Eastern philosophy and stuff, too. Indeed, that's why they don't want to admit that Elijah Muhammad was in the Nation of Islam. I mean, in the Moor Science Temple and all of this stuff. But he learned a lot of that, and he said, and people said, like, some of the Moor Science Temple said he was in the adept chambers. He was in that. You know, and all of them was Masons. But I know, I I'm going to throw this at you, because we're talking about the God thing. I know I got to hear him get you out of here. But one of the lessons, you're talking about the lesson is, who is that mystery God? There is no mystery. The answer is, there is no mystery God. That's what like the another quote. The Son of Man has searched for that mystery God for trillions of years and was unable to find a mystery God. Now, here's the key, y'all, brothers and sisters, that y'all don't know about this. Now, here's this. So they said they searched for him for trillions of years and was unable to find him. It says, so they have agreed that the only God is the Son of Man. So they lose no time searching for which that does not exist. Now, when y'all really understand that part right there, that's problematic. Number one, you get to this term called Son of Man. And ask anybody, what does this Son of Man mean? That's actually biblical terminology, actually, and which comes from out of the Hebrew. And when the Son of Man just means the son of a goddamn man, or he could be a human being, because we'll see in the book of Ezekiel is called Son of Man. Just mean the man who has a father. You're the son of a man, right? And it says the Son of Man has searched for this mystery God for trillions of years when I was able to find that mystery God. So it's saying that they searched for him. So it says, so they have agreed. They have came, somebody have came to agreement that since they can't find them, that what I said, y'all told y'all again, now seeing is believing. Since we don't see them, we can't find them. We just going to say that the son of man is God, right? So they know use of calling trying to look for something that does not exist. That's what basically this lesson. But have y'all know the teaching from Elijah Muhammad, he kept talking about the Son of Man, and he talked about his mystery God, the mystery, because that's where the lesson came from, the Son of Man's mystery God, the mystery God. But the whole time he was talking about the Son of Man was Farad Muhammad. So when he was saying there is no mystery God, now I know they're going to say it's something different how they teach it. Brother Dave was talking about the 5% of the Nation of God, the nerd. They said they don't teach it like they don't had an understanding of it, but goddammit, the person who came up with these concepts that y'all have, you got to go back and understand the concept where y'all got this shit from. You don't have these concepts before you get to Elijah Muhammad and what hell he was teaching. This is like, well, we got Christians around here today. that's trying to tell us that's trying to fabricate the Torah and all this shit and coming up again with replacement theology. And we going with them like, ah, man, Jesus ain't in the damn Torah. He ain't nowhere in the Tanakh. Oh, yes, he is. He's spoken through the volume of the book. No, because they want to change it and mix, what you call that, chop and screw stuff like they in Houston, Texas. But we're telling you the origin of the story, the true text, don't say nothing about him. So you can chop and screw it the way you want to and say that. But when you go back and ask the original author, what was he saying? That's why I keep talking about hermeneutics. And we have a thing called biblical hermeneutics. Biblical hermeneutics is when you look at what was the author, the original author, what was they, who was his audience for one, what was he writing about, and what was the concept that he was talking about. You can't come and change the motherfucker now. You can't come and change something that the original author was saying. Well, he wasn't talking about that. He was talking about this. No, the author know what he was writing. You can't say that he wasn't talking about this person. I mean, or whatever he was talking about. But anyway, so yeah, that's what Elijah Muhammad said. It's the Son of Man. He can't find it. So this body, that whole concept that they say they don't believe in a mystery God and all of this shit directly come from, the teaching from Elijah Muhammad and this so-called supreme wisdom lessons. Just because, again, you don't see something don't mean it don't fucking exist. Just because you can't see it. There's a lot of things we don't see. Don't mean that it don't exist or you don't understand it. Like Christopher Columbus them, we talk about this, I said that last week. Just because Christopher Columbus them, then they didn't see this land over here where the native or where the aboriginal people was living, don't mean it didn't exist. That were people had government and every damn thing over here. So that's why they say Christopher Columbus discovered America. He discovered, and people are like, well, how can he discover something where somebody else was? Y'all pay attention to the goddamn name. See, we look at it, how can he discover someone people already were? Listen, y'all, to look at the word discover. Discover means he found. He found out, goddamn. Yeah, we've been hearing about there were people over here in this land. Damn, it's showing the fuck here. So now you heard about it. You didn't see it. So you went looking for something. Now you found. So it's just like that. They went looking for the Son of Man as he see it. So I guess the whole time, like, well, we can't find him. We can't find the Son of Man. So, hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to just say, fuck it, we God, since we can't find him. But how can you find a spirit? How can you find, huh? Again, I want to know, well, how the fuck y'all, I mean, I told Day to maybe see Day don't start something. But we're going to get out of here, Day, because I told Day he wants to go deep in it. Because we can go deep into this, man. And I tell y'all, this is why a lot of them young cats up there fucked up now. They fucked up. They got off the path. And I just want to know how y'all make things better. How y'all making things better with this? I mean, if it works for you, fine. That's cool. I mean, do your thing. But don't come after us. Don't come after us who believe in supreme being, even if I was going into the African concept, traditional concept. Like I said, don't come at us, because like I said, y'all got a new thing. Don't come at us, because we know how to come back. Do your thing, because we're going to actually put it on the scale of facts, and we're going to look at who did things to help better society, who has helped better society with their teaching and what they believe, you know, the God concept, and who's helping make things better now. Okay. That's it. We'll leave it at that.
Hey, all right, Brother Dave.
You can shut us down, Brother Dave.
I'm going to say one more thing.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say one more thing, because when you just said that, you know, you lit a fire in me with that, with what you just said about how does that thing, how can that help out society more? Listen at this.
Yes, sir.
I was talking to a guy about my past as a Muslim. And this was a professional brother. And he said, Brother Dave, listen at this. You're talking about 5% of You talk about all these people, 5%ers, and but you say, ask yourself, if 5%ers and all of them are so conscious, comedic, if they so, you know, they have a lot of knowledge and a lot of wisdom and all this, how come you don't see no doctors practicing that shit? It's like, how come you don't see no lawyers saying they 5%ers?
Oh.
He said, you only people, you, he said, the nation of God's earth, they can't go past hip hop.
That's what the guy was telling you.
Yeah. It was me and this one brother was talking about that because I told him I studied and I've been, you know, I never really got into the 5% because when I started getting into the Nation of Islam, I saw that their lessons were pretty much the same secretly. The supreme wisdom was. And me and this guy, I was telling this guy who I know, you know, about my, you know, past spirituality and all that. And he said, since you're saying that, how come does nobody you know, you don't see, you would never hear no black lawyer saying they're 5%ers. He said, you'll never see a black medical doctor saying I'm a 5%. He said, the only dumbasses that root towards that is people in the rap industry. He said, but that's it. He said, but when you get to a professional height in your life, all that shit will be irrelevant and will be considered silly. You know, and when he said that, I was like, well, that's why I never got into that side of Islam, you know, because it was no structure. You know, I said, because when you're looking at structure, you tell the average dumbass who would say he's a 5%er, you know, well, you got to, you know, comb your hair. You got to stop smoking weed. These motherfuckers will look at you crazy. And that's part of the, you know, so that's part of the problem why a lot of those guys don't want to join a damn temple. Because they know, you know, one of them old school brothers that's in there, very old school, let them go smell some weed on your ass. They're going to whoop your ass in the back of the damn temple. You know, they're going to tell you get the fuck out. They'll suspend your ass. You know, so, you know, that shit can't be taken serious. And, you know, and that's why I was telling the guy who, you know, I was having this conversation about that. In my life of being, you know, a Muslim at one time, I said, when I had gotten to Nation of Islam, I wanted structure that I didn't find in Sunni Islam. I said, so that's what made me get into that. They had structure. They might not have done shit at the temple I was a part of, but guess what? I know damn well to wash my ass, brush my teeth, keep my hair cut, you know. So, you know, I know not to smoke no damn weed, you know. I know not to drink, you know. And so, you know, like I said, man, ain't no structure.
No, sir.
You know.
And then I know and think about this one right fast, Dan. And I know we gone. And even with that, that's why I keep saying, that's why he had to take, as he say, take those lessons to the babies, because he couldn't take that shit to them grown folks. He had to take that shit to the children.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's why I keep saying, look how they are corrupting the children today with their doctrine. And he took that shit, them lessons, and gave it to them children the way he did it, and had them going against their mamas and their daddies with that shit. Why you didn't take it to the, if it was so right into that, why you didn't take that shit to grown folks then? Why you think if they got on his ass about, then they get on him about teaching that shit, trying to teach that shit in the temple?
Mm-hmm.
So the grown folks wouldn't accept it. So what he did, you take it to the young, impressionable minds, and you fed that shit to them. That's why the shit ain't never, it ain't get nowhere as far as it had. That's why you see the people in there now, they old heads. More like an old head. Ain't nobody, and young folks ain't getting into that shit, man, now. That's why it didn't spread nowhere, even with the hip-hop music. This gangster trap music spread more all over the goddamn United States than that's doing, and influencing people now more than that's doing. But again, he tried to teach it to the grown folks, and they like, man, hell no, go on with that shit. That's why he took it to the young, impressionable children. And I'm telling you, bro, see, I try not to do that, Dave. It's your fault, Dave. You made me do it, bro. I try to stay away from it. But we're going to get out of here, Dave. I'll let you get your rest, brother. I'll catch you on Shabbat tomorrow night, bro. Get you some rest, bro. We're gonna try to hit this up some more Sunday, man. Y'all better leave Culture Freedom alone, man. Y'all better leave Culture Freedom Radio and Liberation Tabernacle alone. Y'all ain't living for the truth. Y'all better leave it alone.
Hey, look, you set a fire in my ass with that damn hip-hop gospel book. I'm like, what the hell? Hey, look,
we're gonna go more into it Sunday.
I forgot all about that silly-ass book. I had bought it, and then I misplaced that shit. This was years ago, and I read it, and I was just like, KRS-One sound like a male version of Ayanna Van Zant in that damn book. I ain't lying. I was just like, what the hell? It won't know shit that I could listen to damn Susie Orman and get more knowledge than that shit.
Yes, sir.
Sure, I could read a Max Lucado book and... and learn more. He philosophized. I ain't got time for that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But yes, sir. I'm going to close it out, though, man.
Yes, sir. Bro.
Like I said, go listen to the lecture on the YouTube page, Liberation Tabernacle, and listen to our talk show. Liberation Tabernacle, like I said, I'll post the night service, and tomorrow I'm going to be getting into, I'm going to dive more into the Ishmaelite side, because part one last week, but it was so much stuff I had. Like, you hear me talk about the 5% of the more science, we building deep on this shit tonight, but guess what? We ain't get to finish. Last week, I wanted to go more into Ishmael, but, I went over 2 or 3 hours. Shit. Moray even said, he said, you did over 2 hours on this shit. I said, yeah. But, like I said, I'm going to go more into it and tomorrow and be prepared. And like I said, Liberation Tabernacle Yah Talk Show, Liberation Tabernacle Yah on YouTube. Check it out. Go check us out. Thanks to Culture Freedom Radio for having us up here. Moray David Israel, Moray Aria Israel. And like I said, man, have a nice night. Enjoy y'all Shabbat. Like I say, Shabbat Shalom. Peace and blessing to everybody. I'm out.
Peace.
Oh, I say it, again. You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked. Bamboozled. Led astray. what he does.